And what I wanted to share with you tonight is a very dynamic word. And I trust that you all use this in your prayer life. When I tell you this word, you'll understand. Because even if some people say, oh, I use that, I do that in my prayer life, not really, you know. And the word that we're going to look at is desire. Desire. When I first was spoken to about that was from our dear Reverend Ken Petty. He was here in San Diego. We had a seminar here. He was at Point Loma Assembly. I don't know if you remember that one, Bob, where Ken Petty came down. And anyway, in between in the break, him and I were talking, and we started talking about prayer. And then he asked me about certain things that I feel like I can't hear in his ears and whatever. And he says, let me ask you a question, Al. I said, yeah, Ken. He goes, do you have a desire to have that healed? And I said, let the truth be made known that not really. Not really. And I explained to him why, because I've gotten used to it, but used to it in a good way, that when people are around a lot of noise, they got to do what? Put both hands on their ears, and then no more hands. I do this, and I still have the hands. When I go to sleep, it's on my left side. Guess which is the ear I can hear from? My left side. So when I do that, it's totally quiet. Shati will talk to me the next day. The doctor said, I didn't hear anything. So for that reason, it's a good thing. But I understood what Ken was conveying to me, that if you really want to see something happen in your prayer life, you got to have desire. We're going to look at that tonight, okay? You got to have desire. So the first thing that I want everyone to do is, let me say this. There's a quote by a gentleman named E.M. Bounds, and he says this, desire is the will in action. Desire is the will in action. Now, I want everyone to close your eyes, please. All right? And I want you to think about something in your lives, in our lives, that we really desire. From as far back as you want to go, think about something that you really desire and maybe the outcome. Think about that for a second. Those of you who have called in, you're included in this exercise. Now, whatever that may be, one or more things, do you remember how you really, really wanted it and you're like, I'll put it this way. Have you ever heard of the saying, I'm so close to it, or I want it so much I can taste it? That's another way of saying you desire something. Really, you really strongly want it to happen. Okay? So what I'm going to do is share two desires I know for sure I've had in my life. There's others, but these two stick out. One of them involves vanity on my part. I'm going to tell you up front, it's vanity. But it was important to me. And if it's important to me, who do you think it's important to? If it didn't happen, I'd understand. But I was chomping at the bit with desire like you have no idea. And this desire I had started more than 20 years ago. More than 20 years ago. And it was about my hair. This stuff on my head says God says he knows every hair on our head. Okay? And I didn't want it to be, I know every couple of hairs on your head, right? And I'm saying this because here's when the desire kicked in. My grandfather was bald, okay? Clean bald, not if he was bald. After him, my father was bald, okay? And I started saying, Then I got two brothers younger than me. One at a time, they both went bald. I'm the oldest son. So when that started happening, I said, I'm going to be next. So I said, dear Abba Father, almighty God, you know I cannot handle being bald. I'm coming to you. I told you sanity. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you and asking you, please. It's like walking around with no shirt on. I want my hair. I'm not saying a whole bunch. Just I want hair to cover my skull, basically, you know. So, I mean, I would every day pray about it, along with other things. So, ta-da! You know, the proof is in the pudding or the proof is on the stove. So I now, my prayer is, thank you, Lord, for helping me keep this hair. That's one thing that I had a strong desire for, and I really hit it with prayer, with all my heart and gusto to the Lord. Not to man, not to these infomercials, oh, we take this pill, you're, no, none of that. Said, no, God put me together. He knows. Okay, and then the other desire I had, strong desire, was for strength on my journey to and from my dad's house on a 10-speed. Okay? Many years ago, when I was still in the Navy, like in 1978, Old World Theater and the Aerospace Museum down at Balboa Park were burnt down by arson. So I just thought logically, oh, City of San Diego will fund them to get it built back up. No, it's a private donation. So I said, you know what? I got this crazy idea. What if I ride my bike to wherever and get people to donate for every mile that I ride? We ended up making huge thing, pumping for the Old Globe. So I got a friend of mine on the ship, and he was a bike rider. I was a runner. I didn't ride a bike. He did. Named Larry, and I said, hey, Larry, here's my idea. He goes, come on, Larry, you can do this. He goes, all right, we'll do it. So right away, we started getting everybody on the ship. We went on TV on a show called Sun of San Diego. We were in the newspaper, the radio, you name it. We're just, boom. Because my desire then was to be successful in this new venture. So the guys on the ship, they put together packets for when we made this journey, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I still hadn't told Larry where my dad lives. But he was on board. He was on board. So right about like the day before we left Balboa Park, which is like, I want to say like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, I said, he said, hey, by the way, where does your dad live? He's thinking Escondido or, you know, whatever. I said, he lives in Los Angeles. He goes, what? Are you crazy? I said, no. And I said, and neither are you. We're going to do this. Oh, come on now. I said, and we got to drive. We got to pedal back. I said, yeah, we can do this. I said, coming back, it's downhill. He goes, yeah, right. So there we go on our journey. And by the way, the round trip came out to be 260 miles. Can you imagine trying to sit down after riding that far? No. So throughout this, I was praying to God with a desire that we have to do this, Father. We have to do this. We got all this backing, and we can't turn around. We stop up in San Clemente to take a break, and I told her, okay, we'll rest. We just threw the bike down, laid out in our clothes. And then about an hour later, I get up. Larry, get up. And I'm like, I can't. Get up. We got to finish. No, we weren't even halfway done. So long story short, we get to my father's house at 10 o'clock at night from leaving the park at 5 in the morning, Balboa Park. And I told my dad, we'll get your pops. You can't talk. We're going to sleep. Wake us up at 2 in the morning. He goes, okay. So we get to 10 o'clock. We zonk out immediately. 2 in the morning, my dad says, hey, get up, get up. It felt like we were asleep for 5 minutes. really. Okay. So we headed back. The media was waiting for us in Balboa Park. And we did it. We raised $5,000 doing that. But my desire through the whole trip, every pedal was, Father, give me the energy. We're on a 10-speed, not a 21-speed. Wasn't some carbon fiber thing. It was a Sears and Roebuck bike. But my point is, the desire was there to accomplish this. And you know what? We did. Would I do it again? Hell no. No. But I want that same desire in my prayer life. Okay, that same desire in my prayer life. And I cannot supply your desire, those on the phone, your desire. It's an individual thing between you and the Father, between you, yourself, and I. You got to muster up that desire when you're looking to receive something, you know. And so that's why I say I can't do it for you. You've got to do that, all right? Tonight we're going to look at the Bible's usage of this word and the biblical meaning of desire. And it's quite broad when we talk about desire. You'll see what I mean in a minute. There seems to be these six categories that I found that these Hebrew and Greek words are translated as desire. Okay? For time's sake, we're going to look at prayer when it comes to desire. There's other categories. There's six of them. I'll mention them to you. And my God, if you have something to write with, I would write these verses I'm going to give you. There's not a lot, but they are in that particular grouping of desire or the words that are pointing us to the word desire. The other word groups, both the Hebrew and the Greek, along with their verses, all point to the different flavors, if you will, in this word desire. Now, here are the groups or expressions of desire, okay? We're not going to cover these ones, just the one on prayer, all right? Group number one is to delight in. That is almost, that's like saying to desire, to have that desire, to delight in. You're going to find that, those of you who are writing this down, the example in Psalm chapter 40, verse 8. In Psalm chapter 112, verse 1. Let me stop here and say this about desire. There's also such thing as having desire for bad things, for evil things, and we'll see that one, okay? And this one is implied in Genesis 3:6. Check that one out. This desire is not a good desire to have, but it's in Genesis 3:6. That's group number one. Remembering these words are used, again, both for good and bad desires, all right? Group number two. To long for, yearn for, crave after, or lust for. They all are directing us to the word desire. Okay?
Can you repeat to long for?
To long for, yearn for, crave after, or lust for. Now all of these words that I'm giving you have Greek or Hebrew words to it. I'm not going to give them to you all, just when we get to prayer. So it's documented. So that's group number two. Group number three, they point to desire, and they are good pleasure, good purpose, or good will. Desire also comes from God for us. It's not a one-way street, which I learned. It's not just us desiring things from the Father, but He desires things for us. You never think about it that way, but God desires things for us. And we might look at a verse or two that talks about that. So, for this group three, you'll want to look in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, and Romans 10, 1. Good pleasure, good purpose, or good will. Philippians 2:13 and Romans 10:1. Group number four, the will in action. The will in action. Here is goodwill, which you'll find in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34. Here's the bad will, Ephesians 2:3. And then the only other verse in this one is Philippians 2:13. I implore you and beseech you guys to look these verses up, and you'll get a broad spectrum of this, and it's really cool. The fifth grouping is to seek after. To seek after. To desire. Okay? You'll find this one in Deuteronomy 4:29 and Matthew 7:7. To seek after. To desire. Deuteronomy 4:29. And Matthew 7:7. Now we're at as prayer, the one we're going to look at. Desire in Hebrew is the word teva, spelled T-A-A-V-A-H. Teva, T-A-A-V-A-H. In the Greek, it's erotao, E-R-O-T-A-O, or ateo, A-I-T-E-O. For you Hebrew and Greek enthusiasts. Now, I said as prayer. Desire could be replaced with request or prayer in God's Word. And when you fit in there, you'll understand. As in Psalm chapter 10, 17. Let's go there, please. Psalms 10 and verse 17. Lord, thou hast heard the what? Those of you who are falling. The desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. thou wilt cause thine ears to hear. God is preparing these hearts, but he says he has heard the desire of the humble. Go to Mark chapter 10, please. And in Mark 10, starting in verse 35. It says, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, speaking to Jesus, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall what? Desire. They're saying whatsoever. But there's more to this. Verse 36. And he, Jesus, said unto them, what would you that I should do for you? Here's the biggie. They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. They weren't beating around the bush. But there's an answer to that in verse 38. Jesus says, but Jesus said unto them, ye know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of? Question mark. And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? So they're just shooting us out, saying, hey, we want this. And Jesus says, do you realize what you're asking me? This so-called desire you have? There's a part two to this from another person that's close to them. For this, we need to go to Matthew chapter 20. And starting in verse 20, Matthew 20, 20. Then came to him, speaking of going to Jesus, the mother of Zebedee's children. We just read about the two. With her son, worshiping him. And what?
Desiring.
I can't hear you.
Desiring.
Thank you. Desiring a certain thing of him. Verse 21. And he said unto her, Jesus speaking, what wilt thou? She says unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. Here's the answer. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? You see, they had a desire, but it was skewed. It wasn't something that Jesus was going to do, because that's not what was going to be fulfilled. But yet, that's what their desire was. So, the question to us is, we want to have a strong desire in our prayer life, but at the same time, we use wisdom and, as we saw earlier, a humble heart to know exactly what it is we're desiring of or for. Right? There's a whole lot of this in God's Word, desire, and other, like I see other groupings that point to desiring something. Right? But just because we already know, God knows what we need, He knows what we want, we still want to ask Him vocally in our prayer life, you know? It's not saying, ah, God knows. Well, I need to hit him up with this desire. He knows. No, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. So, in closing, it's a good thing to have a desire when we pray for answers, right? We need not only to have desires, but to express our desires to God in words. In words. We don't want to, you know, say, God, read my mind. Here it is. But we want to put them into words, okay? When we hear ourselves pray, we can better focus with desire on the things we have great expectations for. And don't forget, it's all in the powerful name of who? Jesus Christ. Do you not know that Jesus Christ sitting on the right hand of God is intercessing for us? It's going through, it's like, this is a bad way to put it, but it's like going to the secretary before it gets to God. She's screening all these desires and stuff. nothing can happen. But he's up there, and he understands what we're trying to accomplish. But God is the one we're praying to, in Jesus Christ's name, for help with things that are on our heart that really, really we want to see happen. And some of the things that are really cool that you really want to see happen is for other people. Start there, for other people. Whether it's healing their heart, emotionally, physically, or what have you, we need to have desire. It's in God's Word. I just showed you a few of them. The other one that I did not go into, I would ask that you do. And after fellowship, if you didn't have a chance to write them down, I still have them here. Okay? So, I asked you earlier to think about something that you truly desired that you remember in your life and what the outcome was. So I hope this kind of puts things in perspective. Sometimes, some of the things you desire in life are like hair on your head. But I thank my Lord that he, you know, kept me from wearing a beanie all my life or something. But still yet, I'm sure he knows that this is something that's going to bless my life. And I don't know, maybe it doesn't cause me to be intimidated to go out in public and speak to people because I don't have a chrome dome, but that's okay. There's other people who don't, and they're just well off. But that was my desire, you know? And then the other thing I mentioned to you. So, this is what I wanted to share with you guys tonight and to give us all a reminder that when we pray or when we talk to the Father, let it be with desire. Like I said, I've talked to people who said they had desire in their prayer, but their prayer went something like, yeah, Father, you know, if you could do this, you know, that'd be cool, stuff like that. You ever pray with desire? I just did. Really? That's desire? Ooh, wait to see when you're down and out, you know? So I implore all of us here, you know, we go to fellowship, there's a lot of things that we learn, we hear and stuff, but some of the things we hear have to be at the top of the list, right? Like the love of God, that's a biggie. Forgiveness is a biggie. And this one, desiring when we pray or talk about it, is a biggie, okay? So, gracious Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for helping us to understand what you would have us to know about this particular word in our prayer life, in our conversation with you, Almighty God. And I ask that each person here can see their desires answered with great expectations, Father. It's available because you tell us so in your word. And even if you know what's on our hearts, Father, we still want to vocalize it in words to you to show you, Father, that we're actively talking to you with our heart's desire. So I ask you this, Father, again, in the powerful and risen name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.